Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous Tuesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We've talked about a lot. The NBA is back. It's back, and it's on NBC. Right now, the Rockets, with Kevin Durant making his debut, they lead the defending champion Thunder 21-17 here in the first quarter. The banners have gone up. Well, the banner went up. Kevin Durant got booed. And we'll see how this game continues on. We have another game after this one. We got the Warriors and the Lakers also on NBC in 2 hours. No LeBron James, as he's out with that nerve issue in his back and his leg. Of course, we talked about World Series, or the World Series. It's now set. The Dodgers, we're going to head up to Toronto to take on the Toronto Blue Jays after they beat the Mariners in 7 games last night. We talked about Bill Belichick, eligible for the Hall of Fame next year. A big shout-out to David Shepard. You can hear him here on the Infinity Sports Network and SiriusXM NBA Radio. Shep came on through to talk about the opening of the NBA season. In 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Kyle Glazer. He's an analyst and host for the Foul Territory Network. Kyle will come through and have a chat with us about this upcoming World Series. We heard from Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, destroying his starting quarterback, or former starting quarterback in Justin Fields. And so we have discussed a lot. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you're listening live on your local affiliate, thank you very much. We appreciate you for being here. You can always tune in on SiriusXM, channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, be smart. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can also call up 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can get a hold of me everywhere, online, social media, all of the good things. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. So many comments about the NBA season getting underway, and we had coaches, owners bashing players, and It's just it's a tough run right now. You know, and specifically, I don't know what New York does to people, but it's just something bad. I don't know. Okay, we heard from Woody Johnson earlier today bashing Justin Fields without saying his name. We know about the New York Knicks. They got a wild owner in and of itself, and James Dolan owns the New York Knicks. They basically fired Tom Thibodeau, helped get them one step from the NBA Finals, and this is the furthest the Knicks have gotten in like 25 years. They decide to fire Tom Thibodeau and put in Mike Brown. And then even today, I didn't know Russell Wilson had it in him. Even Russell Wilson, I've called this guy corny. I've said he's a phony. Today, Russell Wilson actually showed that he can fight back. I appreciate that. I like that. I need more of this, Russell Wilson. We know it was pretty horrific for the New York Giants and their fans losing to the Denver Broncos on Sunday, 33-32. Okay, the Denver Broncos scored all 33 points in the fourth quarter. It was an epic collapse. Jackson Dart went out there, had four touchdowns, and Sean Payton after the game, keep in mind, Russell Wilson used to play for the Broncos. The Broncos sat him down. Sean Payton couldn't stand the guy. Sean Payton basically called him a phony. Russell Wilson had to, you know, kind of eat crow, and his time in Denver was put to a wrap until he got over to the Steelers. And so Sean Payton, after the game, pretty much said to the media, "Oh, yeah, you know, I used to work for the New York Giants as a coordinator, and I'm glad that, you know, they're doing well, but I was hoping that we took on Russell Wilson and not Jackson Dart." You really do not hear head coaches just throw darts at opposing players. You don't hear that. This is what Sean Payton had to say after the game.
"I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there, close with the Mayor Tisch family. You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that that change would have happened long after our game. But anyway."
Ouch. But anyway, that's what is he in high school? What is he talking crap near the locker room? That's the type of thing. Sure, you conveyed that to the Maras and the Tishes, the owners of the New York Giants. It's one thing to kind of joke on the side. "Oh, yeah, I was hoping you guys still put Russell out there." And Mara kind of just rolls his eyes. Fine. But it's another thing to kind of say that publicly and just admit, "Hey, we'd rather take on Russell Wilson because he stinks than Jackson Dart." That's basically what he said. Come on now. And so that seemed to be something that would just kind of fly under the radar. No response. Russell Wilson isn't the type of guy to just wake up and be on social media. But today he did. Russell Wilson went on X/Twitter, and his response was classless, but not surprised. "Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media." Russell Wilson then put out some emojis where he's laughing. And then he said, #let's ride, which is what he said all the time when he was with the Denver Broncos. So it is very clear Russell Wilson, he's always tried to be the good guy and an upstanding guy. But I guess somebody got in his ear, or maybe he just had a moment of being human. Russell Wilson actually said something negative about somebody else, and good. And I hope Sean Payton gets asked about it. I hope they ask him, and I know he's going to shut it down and say, "Hey, this is not what we're speaking about." It's just, Sean Payton is a jerk. He is a pain in the ass. I mean, he has not been shy in throwing darts at Russell Wilson, and it comes a point where it's like, dude, you're a coach. Just shut the hell up and worry about your own team and stop digging at other people. Good on Russell Wilson for bringing up Bounty Gate, which, well, we all know Sean Payton, yeah, he got pretty much punished for with the New Orleans Saints. So good on Russell Wilson for punching back. Botch, I didn't know he had it in him.
Or you can go like really conspiracy and say this was a scripted tweet from his PR team.
Nah, that was him, man. That was Russell. Either way, the fact that it went out publicly says enough. We don't hear anything from Russell Wilson, anything negative But today he showed that he can punch back. I don't know if this is going to be a change for Russell Wilson going forward, but it's nice to see him strike back. Go ahead, stand up for yourself, because I don't disagree with him. I don't know if I would call it classless. Russell Wilson certainly had a personal working relationship with Sean Payton, but I would say it's tacky. And I would say it should be beneath a head coach to just go ahead and attack opposing players. Like, go do something else. Sean Payton makes it real easy to just not root for him. So I don't know what's going on there. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you Sean Payton wasn't the only guy kind of throwing darts and Russell Wilson answering him. Earlier today, we heard from Woody Johnson. Woody Johnson, owner of the New York Jets, basically throwing darts at Justin Fields for not being able to complete a pass. Woody Johnson was at the NFL's owners' meetings today, and the media asked him, hey, do you trust in your new head coach in Aaron Glenn? And Woody Johnson said, yes, I trust Aaron. And then he started getting into Justin Fields. Listen to this.
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that we've got, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope, then?
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. Defense is pretty good. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good. You got to complete some passes. You got to convince them that you can do something.
Oh, if we could just complete a pass, it would look good. I love it. I love it. We got quarterbacks who are hitting back at their old head coaches. And we got owners who are just kind of throwing darts at players. I mean, maybe this is the new era that we're moving into. Maybe now all of a sudden we're just going to have owners and coaches going after players. We're going to have players going back and forth with management. You know what? As long as it's even across the ball, I'm fine with that. I really am. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. David is here from Los Angeles. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. David, what's up?
Hey, JR, good afternoon. Great to talk to you as always. I got two thoughts I want to share today. First on the Dodgers, then on Kevin Durant. Firstly, the Dodgers, my Dodgers. We're in the World Series again, and I acknowledge fully that the Blue Jays are going to be a tough opponent. This is not going to be an easy series. I look forward to a fun series between the two teams here. I just want to share my ideal ending of the World Series, and my ideal ending is in the clinching game, the Dodgers are up big in the ninth inning. Dave Roberts puts Clayton Kershaw on the mound to close it. What a phenomenal way it would be for him, the best Dodgers pitcher of this generation, to close out his career on the mound, clinching a World Series. You want to talk about riding off in the sunset? You can't ride off in the sunset better than that. So no, that's my first thought.
That'd be a nice story. I was thinking something a little bit more Shohei Ohtani-esque, but yeah, might as well send Clayton Kershaw back to his ranch in Dallas in spectacular fashion. Why not?
Yeah, but only if the situation's right. I mean, if it's 2-1 in the ninth inning, do not put Kershaw in. Because postseason Clayton Kershaw, I've seen enough of that.
Yeah, he gets his ass whooped to high hell, yeah.
Exactly. Second thought, Kevin Durant, you know, with him playing in OKC right now as a member of the Rockets, is it fair to say that despite all the success he's had, Kevin Durant's career still has a yeah, but attached to it? And the reason I say this is because, yes, he's a two-time NBA champion, but he had to join a super team to get over the hump. Now, there's no doubt he was the best player on that super team during that championship run. But it almost felt like the guys on the Warriors yielded to him to allow him to be that player that we saw him as. Because they proved, that Warriors team proved, they could win without him. They won one before him. They won one after him. Meanwhile, he's basically been empty-handed since he left the Warriors.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of that has to unfortunately do with his injury and also COVID, and that situation was horrific in Brooklyn. I don't want to put the blame solely on him. We know that he asked for a trade and wanted out with the whole Steve Nash situation. To answer your first part of the question, yeah, there are going to be people who look at Kevin Durant and give a, oh, yeah, but. But here's my but. I think as an overall, when you look at the talent and what this man has been able to do from his time in Texas and then going to Seattle and then to OKC and going to Golden State, it's not like he was a coattail rider. The guy just played basketball. He went to a superior team. I can tell you from watching him with my own eyes, whether it be on an NBA court, or I didn't see him in college in person, or watching him play out onto the street, Kevin Durant is an absolutely amazing basketball player. His fluidity, his intelligence, his skill set makes absolutely no sense. And so anyone who wants to criticize him for his decision making when it comes to rosters and where he wants to go and play, so be it. But I think all things considered, when you look at Kevin Durant in a vacuum as a basketball player, there's nothing that you can take away. Nothing. Not a damn thing. I know he went. We all know he went to Golden State and he won two championships. And he was the best player. Finals MVP, MVP in Oklahoma City. He's absolutely amazing. So for me, I get it. In a world where it's where did you go, where did you move, LeBron's decision, and you know, Kevin Durant moving around. Everybody moves around. I don't fault him. To be honest, I mean, all those years that he was out there playing with Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook, some of those passes and shots that he were taking, I don't blame him for a damn thing. I'm surprised he lasted that long, and he never, ever threw Russell Westbrook under the bus. It wasn't his fault that James Harden left. I don't fault him for leaving. Not at all. And so his legacy, people are going to say he was out here tweeting and he left. But one thing you cannot take away, Kevin Durant is one of the greatest basketball players, flat, period, ever. And it has nothing to do with where he played or where he went. The dude is one of the greatest. Can't take that away. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, that was long, but the first quarter is done. Speaking of Kevin Durant, his brand new team, the Houston Rockets, lead the Oklahoma City Thunder after the first quarter, 30-27. Kevin Durant here in the first quarter, 8 points for his new team. Amen Thompson has 10 for the Houston Rockets in the first quarter, and your reigning MVP of the regular season, MVP of the NBA Finals, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, has 3 points. Damn, he has 3 points here for the Thunder. Chet Holmgren with 13. So, you know, we'll keep you up to date. Of course, we got another game that's going to get started in a little less than 2 hours from now between the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. But when we come back, speaking of Los Angeles, it's going to be time for us to talk some more baseball. We are going to be joined by Kyle Glazer, who's a host and analyst for Foul Territory, the Foul Territory Network. We're going to talk about the World Series, what he expects, what we should get ready to see. We'll have that chat with Kyle on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got the World Series set. We got the Dodgers going from Los Angeles up to Toronto, Canada, to take on the Blue Jays. We got Game 1 that takes place this Friday. It took us a while to get here. We had to watch some teams go by the wayside. The Mariners losing in a Game 7. The Brewers getting swept. Joining us right now to talk about what we've witnessed, what we could see the rest of the way as the season comes to a close. And joining us right now is someone who is a host and analyst for the Foul Territory Network. Welcome back to the show, Kyle Glazer. Kyle, how are you, man? You've been enjoying all the games?
Oh, yeah. This has been a very, very exciting postseason already, and we're about to get to the main event. This has been a lot of fun, and I have a feeling it's only going to get even more exciting.
Man, things were exciting last night. Unfortunately for the Mariners, they go by the wayside after blowing that 2-0 series lead. And now we see, obviously, the Blue Jays are the team that's going to be moving forward. The Mariners have never been to a World Series. They always get close to the postseason. Now they get close to making it, and it still doesn't happen. What are your thoughts on what they could do next season? Can they be back in this spot with all the parity in the game right now?
Very much so. The Mariners are a team that has a lot of talent. You have Julio Rodriguez. You have Cal Raleigh. You have a starting rotation still that when everyone is right and on their game is one of the best in baseball. Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, Brian Wu, Bryce Mo, Luis Castillo. All these guys are going to be back. Matt Brash and Andres Munoz in the bullpen. The Mariners are bringing back most of their star players. Now Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez, their two big deadline additions, will be free agents, but whether they re-sign them or bring someone else in. The Mariners have a great foundation, and oh, by the way, they have one of baseball's best farm systems as well they can pull up new talent from or use to go make an impact trade somewhere. So the Mariners, I think, will be in the postseason next year, the year after that, and the year after that. It's just about getting in as many times as possible, and hopefully things break their way.
Well, there was a lot said about the other team that, well, they got swept, and that happened to be the Brewers. We know that they were 6-0 against the Dodgers in the regular season. That didn't amount to too much of anything at all in the postseason. We know that happens to also be a young team. We're going to see Churio continue to get better. What are your thoughts on the Brewers?
Yeah, they have a lot of really, really good, young, controllable talent. They also have some studs in their farm system coming up. So the Brewers are in great position to continue being a perennial playoff contender out of the NL Central and realistically probably the division title favorite in the division for the next few years. They're going to have to make some changes in terms of they're going to have to get off of using openers and bullpen games if they want to match up against teams like the Dodgers. They got to let their studs go out and trust them to do their thing on the mound. And they realistically do need to up their payroll as much as possible to add some more impact hitters that can contend against those frontline arms. So the Brewers have a lot of really good pieces in place, but they do need to make a philosophical change in how they address their pitching in the postseason. They've done this year after year after year, and it never works. So they need to kind of get off that and start letting these flame-throwing stars they have actually just go to work.
Kyle Glazer covers everything baseball for the Foul Territory Network. When you think about the main event that we're getting ready to see this upcoming Friday, what are you expecting from this World Series between the Jays and the Dodgers?
I'm expecting to see the best starting rotation in baseball going up against one of the best lineups in baseball, and it's going to be strength on strength, and it's going to be fantastic. Look, the Dodgers starting rotation has a 1.40 ERA this postseason. They're rolling out four number ones. And then you look at the Blue Jays, they're averaging 6.5 runs per game this postseason. Let's not forget, they beat the hell out of the Yankees. They just took down a really good Mariners pitching rotation. The Blue Jays are legit, and I think that while I will pick the Dodgers to win this series, the Blue Jays are no joke, especially with home field advantage. They have the second best home record of any team in baseball this year, behind only the Phillies. I think we're going to see some star power come out in a big way, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So what do you see from the Dodgers that causes you to kind of give them the edge over the Jays?
Yeah, I think ultimately just the quality of starting pitching they're getting. We see when push comes to shove, elite starting pitching does tend to outweigh elite offense in the postseason. And the thing is, the Dodgers can also swing the bat. I mean, both the Dodgers and Blue Jays were top five in the majors in pretty much every offensive category. You know, they can match up with the Jays run for run. And then I do think they just have the better starting rotation. Not that the Jays are bad. The Dodgers are just pitching at such an elite level. It's truly historic. I add in some postseason experience and also the fact the National League was just better than the American League this year. I do think all those point to the Dodgers winning. That said, again, I don't expect them to romp over the Jays or sweep or anything. I think it's going to be a really fun competitive series, and the Jays will certainly have some games where they get theirs and put a scare into the Dodgers a little bit.
Oh, Kyle, I mean, one thing that we did see, speaking of big performances, we saw what Shohei Ohtani did last Friday. And it's just kind of mind-numbing to think, okay, at I don't know, it could be a random July or June. The fact that he did it in the postseason is kind of mind-numbing. What are your thoughts on what he did on Friday and, you know, what he may be able to do moving forward?
Shohei Ohtani has had so many absolutely unbelievable performances across his career already. When you talk about hitting 400-foot bombs and going out and striking out, you know, double-digit batters, he did it with the Angels. We started to see him get to do it a little bit with the Dodgers here, now he's returned to the mound. But for him to do what he did in the postseason in a clinching game to go to the World Series, three homers, six innings, 10 strikeouts, it is the single greatest individual performance in Major League Baseball history in terms of an individual game. And look, Shohei Ohtani is the single most talented player in Major League Baseball history. I'm not going to say the best because I think volume and scale and longevity matters. But from a pure talent standpoint, he is the single most talented player in baseball history. And that was true before that game. That game was just a showcase of how ridiculously talented he is.
Kyle Glazer is joining us from the Foul Territory Network. When you think about the Dodgers and all of the stars they have, from the Mookie Betts to the Freemans to the guys in the starting rotation, the Yamamotos and what have you, Dave Roberts, it seems like he got the job pretty easy. You know, sit there, make a call here or there, hope you don't get criticized. How easy or not easy of a job is it for him to kind of manage these personalities, the talent, the roster, and with all the payroll and everything that gets highlighted all the time?
Look, anytime you have the roster he does, you can definitely afford to just let your studs go out and do their thing. You don't have to worry as much about juggling, you know, a bunch of players who might not be actually any good or trying to figure out ways to score runs. So the in-game management part of it, aside from the bullpen right now, which we'll get to in a second, you know, it's certainly easier than some other manager's jobs. On the flip side, managing all those personalities, dealing with the media, you know, dealing with expectations, keeping the team on an even keel when people are freaking out because they're not winning 116 games. That's important. And Dave Roberts has done a really, really good job throughout his career of, you know, keeping a star-studded clubhouse together, which is not easy. We've seen a lot of clubhouses with a lot of big personalities clash and then ultimately crash and burn. The fact the Dodgers have never had that happen is a testament to Dave Roberts.
When you think about the Blue Jays, we've expected the Dodgers to be here for years. They have been kind of in this position for the better part of a decade as it stands right now. The Blue Jays have it. I mean, traditionally, historically, they've been in the shadow of the New York Yankees. We talked about how they smashed them. How have they gotten to this point to even be at this position to take on the Dodgers in the World Series?
The Blue Jays have had elite talent for years and years and years and years, and for whatever reason, they just kept underperforming. They couldn't seem to get everyone to have a good year at the same time, and they were really one of the biggest underachievers in Major League Baseball over the last few years. When you looked at the roster and then you looked at the standings, it didn't quite add up. That has changed this year. George Springer having a bounce back year, Alejandro Kirk having a bounce back year, Bo Bichette having a bounce back year before he got hurt, Vladdy, you know, getting back to being his elite self. You add in some veteran starting pitchers who have been there and done that, and you get some really good support players as well. It really clicked for them this year. And I think for the Blue Jays, the talent has been there to be a World Series contender. They just never could kind of piece it all together. And this is the year they finally did. And again, we're seeing how good they can be. This was the one seed in the American League. They made quick work of the Yankees and just beat a really good Mariners team again. The Blue Jays are no joke, and the talent is real.
Hey, Kyle, we know that you picked the Dodgers to go ahead and win it all. We're going to blink, and then we're going to be right in the midst of the offseason. I mean, historically, over the past several years, it's taken some time to see some key free agents end up on new teams. We know Schwarber likely to stay with the Phillies, Castellanos likely to move. What are some of the stories that we should pay attention to in the offseason?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of times you'll see teams be reluctant to pay for first base DH types who are in their 30s. Well, you have Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso, who's going to opt out. Those are two of the best free agents in the class, and realistically, you can probably throw Eugenio Suarez in here as well. I'm going to be really interested to see how teams treat, you know, the corner DH types in their 30s, because those guys typically don't age well, but they're all going to command big contracts. I think the other piece of this that we have to keep an eye on, and look, Kyle Tucker's going to get paid, we know that. There's a lot of belief across the industry that there will be a work stoppage after the 2026 season. The only question is, will it be a short one where, you know, like we saw a few years ago, where spring training is delayed a little bit, but no big deal, they still play a full 162? Or is it something that will last longer and go into the season? There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding that right now. And typically when teams aren't sure what their revenue streams are going to look like, they tend to be a little more reserved in their free agent spending. So I think the looming specter of a work stoppage after 2026, I think it'll be really, really important to watch how that affects this year's free agent class and ultimately how much teams are willing to commit to guys.
Oh, Kyle, yeah, I don't want to end on a dour note, but do you think that we're ultimately going to end up with a work stoppage? Do you also think we're going to be heading towards a salary cap?
I will say that everyone in the industry, league officials, agents, executives, players, everyone believes there will be a work stoppage when the current CBA expires after the 2026 season. The only thing that differs is some believe that ultimately there's too much money involved for them to let it last too long and we won't lose any games and it'll be something that people just remember as a footnote, you know, that many years down the road. There are other people who think that because some owners feel so strongly about wanting a salary cap, they might be willing to forfeit an entire season to get it. We could be in for a long work stoppage. I do not think there will be a salary cap when all is said and done. That is a red line for the Major League Baseball Players Association that I do not see them ever, you know, accepting. But I do think we're going to see some more restraints on spending, kind of a middle ground that, you know, some of the small market owners feel like they can live with.
All right. Well, I guess we better enjoy the baseball that we have in front of us. We got game one of the World Series taking place this upcoming Friday in Toronto as the Blue Jays host the Dodgers. Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work.
Yeah, absolutely. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle A. Glazer. I can watch on Foul Territory Network, and I also contribute as a writer to MLB.com. So you can find me writing, talking, tweeting, all of it.
Hey, Kyle, we appreciate the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much to Kyle Glazer for joining us. Covers all things Major League Baseball. Yeah, I'm going for the Dodgers, too. I give them the edge. I think when you think about all the arms that they could just throw out there who all just happen to be aces, I think that certainly is going to go ahead and make a difference this upcoming Friday as we get started with Game 1. It looks like we are going to have Kevin Gausman taking on Blake Snell. We got plenty of days to talk about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The Major League Baseball season is coming to a close, and the NBA season, well, it just got underway. To get an update on everything going on in the world of sports, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, that's always a unique one. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Kyle Glazer for joining us, coming through and giving us a preview on what we can expect in a World Series starting this upcoming Friday between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Really looking forward to it. Botcher, what are your thoughts on this World Series? I'm going Dodgers. Kyle is going Dodgers. Are you going to go different? Are you going to say the Jays?
No, I'm not. I'm not a very bold person to say that. I think in realistic terms, the Dodgers are going to win in 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Maybe the Blue Jays, since they have home field, they get to 6. Maybe a game 7, but it's very unlikely.
Yeah, not counting on that one. We'll see. You know, unlike some of these other series where I'm just like, get it over with. I mean, when Seattle went up 2-0 against the Blue Jays, I was screaming from the mountaintops, just get it over with. I think this one is going to be competitive. I don't give us seven games. You know, I like history. I'd like to see the Dodgers go back to back. And I don't know, when teams really start winning, people really start getting sick of them. Like, I find the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe outside of Travis Kelce, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are a likable team. I think their quarterback, their best player, Patrick Mahomes, he's a likable guy. Andy Reid doesn't come across as a jerk of a coach, but we still have people who absolutely cannot stand the Kansas City Chiefs. And I mean, damn it, they've been to the Super Bowl, and they've lost. They've lost twice, and people still can't stand their guts. I mean, they lost a couple of months ago to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I know there are people sick and tired of the Dodgers and their payroll. I think the Dodgers are kind of in that same space. I think they're likable. You think they're likable? They don't bother nobody. They don't have any outstanding jerks with personalities. They seem likable to me.
They're too friendly in a weird way, which is like I don't think Dave Roberts is too buddy-buddy with everybody, and it kind of throws me off a little bit. And then there's a couple of guys who are just eh.
Kike
Hernandez, little bit of Max Muncy gets into a little bit of arguments. When they had Joe Kelly, he was a big negative.
He wanted to fight everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say this. There's one thing that I don't like about – I hate their celebrations over the past couple of years, okay? Last year, weren't they doing, like, crotch bumps with each other?
Well, they still are. It's part of the trend, I think. But yeah, this year, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's a crotch bump?
Well, I'm not going to judge a team. It's team bonding.
Why are we bumping crotches? I mean, this is – we don't see a lot of this in sports anymore. You used to pat a guy on the ass. Like, hey, you know, smack him on the ass and – and then that became passe, and now we have evolved from patting somebody on the backside, good play, good call, you know, good this, good that. It's now crotch bumps. So I don't know. There's too many. I don't know where the Dodgers are getting these dancers from. Forget the whole crotch bumping and all this. Some of their hands in the air and waving all over the place. I'm just like, can we find something else? Whatever happened to just like bumping fists or joining arms? Now we got to get into I don't know, it's just stupid if you ask me.
It's anyway. Evolving.
Evolving? So yeah. if we're doing crotch bumps, what's next?
Booty bumps? I don't know.
Booty bumps? I don't want to get in trouble here on the air. What, are they going to start shaking body parts? They're already doing that already. What are we doing?
But like to go from the high five when Dusty Baker invented it, and then you go down the line, you know, there was like hand celebrations at second base, and now you get to the bumps, and you know they'll find different things. If they can find like different props to use in the dugout, they can think of new celebrations.
They need to stop with the crotch bumping. That's a little too much. But good on the Dodgers. I think most people outside of someone who wants to be a genius, probably outside of a bunch of people in Toronto, I think most people will go ahead and pick the Dodgers. And there will be people in Toronto who will scream from the mountaintops that they are being disrespected and nobody is counting on them and people are counting them out. And it's just the normal conjecture when you have a team that's an underdog. And so let me preface everything. Well, not preface. Let me just go ahead and say this now. If you're in Toronto, I love you. I appreciate you. But if you're in Toronto, just see what happens, okay? Don't go out and have fits about how nobody believes in you and you're doing this. I mean, you ain't on the team. Like, enjoy the ride. And if the Toronto Blue Jays go out there and upset the Los Angeles Dodgers, then it should be even sweeter. But you're going to have a select group, a lot of people, I would say, who are going to take the nobody believes in us. Nobody believed in us from day one. They're counting us out. Like save that noise, okay? We all want to sit down and watch a good baseball series. We all want to watch a great World Series. I think it's terrific from a ratings perspective that you have, A, an entire country, and then, B, you have the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think there's going to be big interest. And then you have a big star. There is no bigger star right now than Shohei Ohtani. And so this is going to be a fun thing to watch. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of Los Angeles, This is so unrelated to L.A., kind of, sort of. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. We heard so many conversations and rumors about them potentially adding Albert Pujols to the mix to be their manager. Yesterday, we learned that he is out, and it is because Kurt Suzuki, former catcher in Major League Baseball, a guy he caught for almost 15 years, won a world championship with the Nationals in 2019. He's going to be the new manager. Okay, Kurt Suzuki is going to take over for Ron Washington, who we knew dealt with some heart issues throughout the course of the season. And this is going to be his first time, you know, on the bench. You know, Kurt Suzuki was working with the Angels already as a special assistant to the general manager. And he's been doing that for a couple of years now. And now he's going to have an opportunity to lead these Angels on the bench. Unfortunately for him, the Angels starting pitching over the years has been crap. Mike Trout has been hurt. Don't even get me started on some of their other players who don't even necessarily love baseball, and they're making tons and tons of money. But Kurt Suzuki, he pretty much talked about taking his job and the opportunity, and he told MVP, the Most Valuable Agent show, he talked about his job and his career in Major League Baseball. Listen to this.
I've been a walk-on. I've been not recruited. I've been picked behind another catcher in professional baseball. You know, I was not the best player. I was on 100 lost teams. Like, I played, I experienced all of that. So I can relate with players on different levels that walk in through that door. Like, right now, I'm trying to teach them life lessons along with baseball lessons, because I'm telling you right now, I don't care how good you are. If you're a bad person and you don't understand the concept of what a team is, you're never going to make it, because there's always going to be somebody as good as you or better that has the better values that they're going to pick over you.
Man. Well, I mean, that's a good point. I kind of made that point yesterday. I said, when you're not a star, when you're more of an everyman and you're more relatable, those are the individuals who typically become managers and coaches. And so it's not lost on me that Kurt Suzuki, who was a catcher for the most of his career, majority of his career, he was a backup catcher, part-time guy, that he's getting this chance and he's getting this opportunity. Now, he could say everything that he wants about, you know, his play and being a walk-on and a backup and not a star. He's going to have to work some miracles, okay? Are we going to see Anthony Rendon? Is there some magic dust that he can sprinkle on him to keep him healthy? What about Mike Trout? Can we really get Mike Trout, you know, okay and all right for an entire season? Are they going to start growing starting pitchers? I mean, good for Kurt Suzuki, but he's also playing for one of the worst owners in sports. And God bless him for, I guess, having a buddy and a supporter in Artie Moreno. But I'll believe the Angels turn things around when they actually have players who can turn things around. Artie Moreno may wake up next year. He may wake up next month and say, I want to go ahead and sell the team. Like, that's just the type of dude he is. He's a wild card. So good luck to the Angels, the other team in Los Angeles County that, well, Bacha, why the hell, I know why they got LA in their name, but they're crooks. They're crooks for even doing that.
It's a bigger market. That's the reason. It's bigger global name brand if you're the LA. So the Anaheim.
Man, just be the California Angels and shut up. Be the Anaheim Angels and shut up. Just pilfering off of a name. Why don't we call, let's see, can we call the 76ers the South New York Sixers? Or would that work?
No. Wait, well, how'd that work?
I don't know. Philadelphia has a little brother syndrome. I don't know.
A little bit. Maybe you have to find a city that's bigger than the team that hosts it. So it's like, I don't know. No, there's not many of them. You do Pittsburgh Sixers, maybe?
Pittsburgh? Bigger. What?
I don't know. It's like you have to find
the other side of the state.
I know. It's still the same state.
Nah, complete opposite end. They're closer to New York than they are the other direction.
Yeah, they could be the Newark Sixers.
Yeah, Newark belongs to... Newark might as well be New York City.
Yeah, I'm just trying to rationalize, like, there's no real other teams that you can do this with.
The Anaheim Angels?
Yeah.
You're
Anaheim
right.
To L.A.?
Yeah, they're basically out here hustling people. What a joke they are. Angels are just horrific. Now they got guys are being deposed over Skaggs who died. It's just horrific. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back and give you an update on, well, the NBA's at halftime. Okay, I'll tell you what's going on between the Thunder and Rockets here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.